Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
We'll hear from Matt LaFleur coming up about 20 minutes from right now. But first, 414-799-1250. What do you think of the investment now? How about that? Gary, you put it up on your Facebook page earlier today, you were saying. Story up at JS Online, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, detailing the situation that was going on with Fiserv Forum and how some people didn't necessarily like the increased tax. Some people were saying that the millionaires should pay for their own arena. Some people said the Bradley Center's good right now. A lot of people were on the side of saying, if you build it, we're going to enjoy it. And hey, it's going to help the city.
One thing I know, Gary, they got a gold rush in there and a Chick-fil-A. Thank you, Jesus.
LaRoy's cool with the forum right there.
Got a big old bar. I don't even drink. Got a bar. They got folks. You push a button, they bring you water. It's amazing. And I like, to boot, I just love it that they got stairs. I love it. I mean, listen. What? Because I don't like elevators. It's just a nice meeting place on that one level. What level that? Is that mezzanine? What that called? The flow when you come in.
Entry level, the flow.
Yeah. Up there, it's just, because I will say this. The reason why I chimed in, because when they were looking for these naming rights, people were just going crazy. It wasn't one of these big companies that you normally know. Oh, my God, what are they doing, these guys? Here's your chance to get millions of dollars for people to come in, and you go with this company we've never heard of. Have you heard of Google to just find out? Hey, man, I think it's been amazing. You know why? I love branding. And if you don't think these guys are sitting back, I don't know these CEOs, the CFOs, the CMOs, the MMDs. I don't know none of these folks. But can you imagine you thinking about, hey, we want to go to Milwaukee, and we're going to put our name on this building. Well, let me sit back and think about this for a minute. It's the smallest market. They got Giannis, but I don't know. Hey, man, they finna get another coach. Hey, man, we got to fight with the city and the county to get money to build this thing. But there's a lot of negatives here, but you know what? God is good. The senator said, I'll give you my first $100 million. These owners came in and said, I believe in this thing, right? And now they put up a name that everybody know now. Because you're the best team in the NBA. If that ain't the best investment of some guys that made billionaires in the stock market, these hedge fund guys, these guys is just winning. And I'm going to tell you something. If you've never gone to a game in there, regardless of what the people say when they call in the game, or how quiet they are, Gary, who's standing up, hey, man, listen, it's an amazing atmosphere. It really is.
And it was an amazing atmosphere last night. I was here watching both the Bucks game and the Brewers game as we were getting ready for Facebook Live. Sparky was in here with his boys for the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. And Sam Schmitz, one of our producers here, was looking
at Sam Smith.
Man, I think I got to go get a beer after this. That place was something else. Mm-hmm. You could see the energy that was on TV last night when people are watching the game on a 40-foot TV on the outside part of Fiserv Forum. Amazing. While the Bucks are on the outskirts of Michigan playing the Detroit Pistons in Game 4 to try to sweep them out of the playoffs. Yeah. It's a different atmosphere down at the arena in downtown Milwaukee right now.
My guy, Brian Wagner, hit me up on my Facebook page.
Wags.
How they can get to my Facebook page?
Just go to
they just
Gary Ellison.
Like Gary Ellison.
Look up Gary Ellison?
Yeah, with the bloop. No, this one don't have a blue check.
No, you're verified.
Am I verified from my Facebook?
You're verified.
Yeah, my Facebook page?
Yeah, you're an important guy.
Brian Wagner says, of course, just like Miller Park or remodeling Lambeau Field, nobody wants their taxes to be increased, but they bring in money through athletes who have to pay income taxes, help bars, restaurants, and hotels, et cetera, and brings entertainment to our community for decades, generations to come. I remember and still have my response from Alderman Lynn Edelman, why they need to build Miller Park when the battle was going on. Thank goodness for Mr. Is that P-Tech or Paytech? What was that, Steve? Remember him?
P-Tech, George P-Tech.
Thank goodness for Mr. P-Tech for changing his vote. Last night, Trevin Larkin hits me up on my Facebook page. Says, last night, huge crowd outside. Last night is all the proof that I need that I made the right choice. So if you think of FISA reform, what it has meant so far to Milwaukee, I don't think we're even there, because what this article really talks about is the all the concerts they've been able to get, which they have not been able to get. I think they've got about 20, 30 dates or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in years past, these acts would go to Chicago and then go to Minneapolis. Now they're sending acts go to Chicago, they come to Milwaukee, and then they go to Minneapolis. They do not skip Milwaukee anymore, which brings in another extra added benefit by building that facility. Now you can go to concerts and increase a little bit more your money and stuff here around that area. And we really haven't experienced it yet, because I think the way they built that is they called it the Deer District.
Yeah.
I think this spring, this summer is really when you're going to see all the benefits that they have. Now, it may be for a younger crowd, which is fine.
Like the punch bowl.
But I've got a lot of people on my Facebook page that they've been intrigued by the Deer District doing these games, that they've actually gone down there earlier.
Nice.
And although they did not want the building to be built, they understand what it has done for downtown Milwaukee.
And like I saw a lot of people my age, mid-20s. I also saw a lot of guys your age, guys like mid-40s, mid-50s down there watching the game with a huge group of Bucks fans chanting Bucks in four when the Bucks finished the game.
Right.
Like, it's a different atmosphere that we were all planning would happen when you built the arena.
It just feels like sometimes Milwaukee is just so, I hate saying this, small-minded when it comes to things. I mean, if you drive 5 hours to Indianapolis, I don't know how much bigger Indianapolis really is.
I think it's smaller than Milwaukee.
Indianapolis has a true New York feel to it.
At least it feels smaller. You can walk that downtown pretty quick.
But it does. But everything is just so, I mean, they got everything connected. You all inside. You don't have to go outside.
Right.
But, you know, because the stadium, what's the name of the stadium, Steve?
Lucas Oil, are you talking about?
From Lucas Oil down to the basketball arena, which is a little bit further down. But you can go from one end to the other, and it feels like a small. It feels like a New York type feel. I
mean, there's an energy to it.
Yes,
especially at night.
Yes, a hustle and bustle energy to it. But not overly big. But they've done it in a way where they built a lot of hotels, and it's kind of built around conventions, where you got the NFL combines there. Although now they're talking about moving it.
But they are the convention city in this country.
It is unbelievable how they've been able to do that. But they've been able to have forward thinking in their city on how to garner more funds or more money for their city.
Yeah, I think that is the key, that they've become that convention city, that all the conventions go there. And part of the reason is you talk about the NCAA tournament, Final Four championship.
They're championship city.
They've done that forever. The draft, obviously, the combine, they've done that forever. I mean, they've done a lot of different things.
They got the Big Ten national championship.
Yeah, right, Big Ten championship. Yep.
But I mean, that's just it. That's how they've went about doing it. And they're very organized when it comes to getting large groups of people in and out or whatever. But I think Milwaukee is headed that way, and Gary and I have been talking about making this more like Indianapolis for, I don't know, 5 or 8 years, it seems like, and I think it's headed that way. I really do. You've always had great restaurants here. Like, that's never been an issue for Milwaukee. Food has always been top-notch, in my opinion. I don't know what everybody else thinks, but even when you talk to players that come in from other cities, the one thing they always say they were surprised about, because especially NBA players, they come in, they do the game, they leave. They never go out. They never experience the town. Now, baseball players, a little bit different. You know, you can see baseball players out on Water Street or whatever the case may be after games.
Sure.
They're more likely to go out after games when they're in town for a 3 or 4 game set than an NBA player. But when you talk to guys like Drew Gooden and some of these other guys, John Salmons, all these other guys back in the day that have come here from Chicago, right? Mm. The one thing they always talked about is they were amazed by how many great food options there were in this town, as far as you can get pretty much anything you want at a high level And they always used to say back in the day that it was always underrated. Well, now I think if you fast forward all those years from where they are to now, I think the food is even better now than it was 10 years ago as far as options and quality of food that you can get. So that's good. And
you know, stay festive, you will fry anything.
Right. The other thing about it, too, is that land that the Bradley Center sits on now, that's going to be redone. And listening to Alex Lazary talk, it's going to be done in hopes of making it the way the Democratic National Convention wants it more than the city of Milwaukee, which I'm a little nervous about, but mm-hmm. whatever. So you're going to do whatever
people
they...
hot about that, you know.
Well, it's just stupid. I don't... That land and what you build on it is going to be there for a long, long time, not just for the time the Democratic National Convention is here. And they are all about that. They're redoing the inside of the airport, which I'm very happy about, and doing that. Why? Because the Democratic National Convention is coming here. So I get how big of a deal it is. But that piece of land, if whatever you build there to support that, is not going away. It's going to be there going forward. You're not tearing it down and then starting over with how you want it to be after that. So you're
no,
going to have
like a prefab arena that correct. They have for the World Cup.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have one arena, and then whatever you put in that spot. Now, you have to believe, or at least I do, it's going to be a 5-star hotel. Some sort is going to be at least, there's going to be at least one of them on that plot of land. And then whatever they do after that, I have no idea. But that's going to be part of it. But if they do
it
right,
parking.
That would be nice too. If they do it right, that can also tie into the Fear the Deer District if there's enough other things to do on that other plot of land. You can really make that whole area unbelievable. And right now, it already is cool. And the other thing, too, about it, Gary, is, you know, you talk about partying in front of the arena. Mm-hmm. They got shuttles to Miller Park right off of that little alleyway beer garden way.
Yep.
They got shuttles going from downtown right there from the beer garden straight to Miller Park and drops you right back off.
That's amazing.
So if you live downtown, you just walk over to the Fear of the Deer District, hop on the shuttle, go to Miller Park, get dropped back off right there at the beer garden area, and hang out there for the rest of the night.
I like Beautiful. The fact that you can see Cher, New Kids on the Block.
Now you got to be willing to pay a lot of
Underwood,
money.
Underwood, Ariana Grande, her too, John Mayer.
Lots of money.
I mean, you know, the Backstreet
Ariana
Boys,
Grande.
Her too. There could be two people. You know, Elton John. Hey, man, all these people coming here, not just for the check. They're coming here because of the great atmosphere. And that's what, again, a lot of people, I ain't calling no names, but when they heard that it was Fiserv, they didn't know, they got all upset. I think this is a brilliant plan.
You really think that they're coming here because of the atmosphere?
The atmosphere is amazing. Summerfest, too.
I think they're coming here for the Beaufording beer.
That, too.
Yeah, I think that's one of the main reasons why they're coming.
And Beaufording beer.
Right. They're trying to see Beaufording beer.
They got
to
see Beaufording beer.
Have a Beaufording beer.
Don't kid yourself.
Right.
Now.
I mean, come on. Let's be real. Let's be real why they're coming here. Elton John really is coming here for a Beaufording brewing. Beaufording is a premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients.
God
only 100%. Natural barley, hops, and fresh spring water. That's Cher's favorite part of Beaufording. Plus, over 250 years of family-owned brewing experience, guys.
That's my green
that's
gold
right.
Kool-Aid.
Beaufording is a family-owned brewery that's been brewing beer since 1764 in the country of Luxembourg, and they have achieved the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness to everything in their lineup. The crisp Pilsner, which is available in cans. The smooth triple ale, 8% ABV.
Smooth.
The delicious fruit ale and the balanced brood are all designed to give you the full flavor that doesn't fill you up. And guys, a little secret about Beaufording beer. Unlike other imports, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. It's not made in big mass quantities. You don't need a lemon or a lime or an orange to put it into the beer and make it taste good. Instead, Beaufording is made in small batches with a personal family touch, and it already is good. Beaufording is proud to announce, guys, right now they are available in more places than ever. Most festival food stores, Sendix, and Piggly Wiggly locations. You can find Beaufording. You can also find it in Total Wine and More, Discount Liquor, Sussex Liquor, and Hilldale Liquor. And Gary's going to like this. Beaufording on tap at Prime Cigar Company in Brookfield, also at the Sport.
That's my spot now.
That is your spot. Mm-hmm. So you're going to make sure that when you're having a Beaufording, you're going to let Beaufording Bill know that you're having a Beaufording where it is, and maybe Beaufording Bill will come and have a Beaufording on you, because Beaufording is Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. What do you think of Fiserv Forum now? Are you glad you made the investment? 414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Two former Packers, Gary Yellerson and Leroy Butler. soon to be named to the class of 2020 Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I want my boy to carry me in there with him now. I'm going to try to ride them coattails a little bit.
What's the deal? So are we, we're doing like the full week in Canton when you go in, right?
Oh, of course.
I'm poker.
We'll get some sponsors for it.
Can you set all that stuff up, though?
Of course.
I don't know if I have enough time for all
that. Yeah,
I could get some. I got the marketing minor, but I don't know if I have like the full.
I never got minors. I never got that.
Well, I just did minors because the major was too hard.
Oh, I did social science and communication.
Florida State way.
Yeah. You majored in shooting.
That's true.
See, that's right. One shooter to another.
I should have took up shooting. I would have got a MBA. What the degrees called?
An MBA is a master's in business administration.
Yeah. What's higher than that?
A doctorate.
I could have got that in shooting.
You think so?
No question. At Harvard.
Yeah, they ain't got no basketball team.
What, like it's hard?
Me and Michael Redd.
Not
Ray
at Harvard.
Allen.
Keep going. Yeah, keep comparing yourself to some of the great shooters.
Travis Diener.
Okay, I don't know about Travis Diener.
Hey, man, okay, Travis Diener, shoot. Put yeah, that thing down, cuz.
414-799-1250.
Meritage!
What do you think of Fiserv Forum now? What do you think in your investment now? Gary, it's a beautiful arena. It's a beautiful situation. But, like, you were down there for game one, and you compared it to what they did with Lambeau Field and the atmosphere that was around it. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think you'd see that here?
No. And I was down there for game two as well. No. Never thought that it would be that way. And, you know, of course, the glory days for me was the 80s, but George Karl brought it back, you know, with Ray Allen and all those guys. But they kind of had a different feel. But this has been a stretch where it's just been just so doggone long, and you never thought you were going to get back there, which we talked to Johnny Mac about it today. Mm-hmm. You have a transcending player like Young. I mean, you have quite possibly the best player in the NBA. Now, I don't think we've had that since Lou Alcindor, right? I mean, the best player in the NBA, I don't think we've had that since then.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
definitely not.
I think if you look at it from that standpoint.
And Oscar was the same.
Yeah, I mean, but you caught Oscar on the tail end of his career, I believe. I mean, he had already, but most certainly that put him over the top when you go and get Oscar. But I think when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, just the new arena, everything is built up around it. Has just been
perfect time.
I thought a godsend for Milwaukee.
Sparky, as one of the guys that was definitely leading the charge to make sure that the team didn't leave the city of Milwaukee during the dispute, what do you think now that the investment is now taking shape?
I think it's great. I got
Steve, you weren't real happy when they got Foster. Boy, I don't remember. How did you feel when you heard they got the naming rights? Were you okay with this?
Oh, I don't like the naming rights, but that's besides the point. The arena I was all for, and I knew they needed a new arena. I was all for the live block. I thought that was a great idea. These beer gardens that they built with that covering going to Old World Third Street, that was jam-packed, wall-to-wall people. Scott Grosky has a great overhead shot of that.
Because there's nothing better than drinking outside.
Right. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure how everybody saw the TV with as deep as they were with people backed up all the way against the opposite wall from where their TV was, but it was awesome. It's very hard to argue that it's not working. It's definitely working at this point. Now,
somebody making a lot of money.
For sure. Now, the key to all of this is going to be, which as I've said from the start, is, okay, so you're going to base all of this on all these different events you're going to have at the arena. And they're able to really fill that arena with events consistently, which is a great job by their front office and their entertainment people to do that. But they're going to have to continue to sell tickets at a high rate, because if ticket sales fall off because of prices or whatever, and all of a sudden they're not selling out 13,000-seat arena, because that's what it ends up being when you put a stage in and everything else. If that starts falling off, regardless of how nice your arena is, acts aren't going to come here if they're not getting the ticket sales that are needed. I mean, it's just not. They don't want to play in front of 8,000 people if they can go somewhere else and sell it out.
Yeah, for sure.
So the key is going to be whether or not you can continue to sell concert tickets at a high enough rate to fill that place. And if they can do that, then yeah, it's going to be a success going forward. But from a Bucks fan perspective, without a doubt, it's been a huge success. No question from a Bucks fan perspective.
Man, guys, I know that this is now late. I'm late to the party here, but I just saw the Joe Bartolotta news.
Yeah,
Joe. That's tough, man. Yeah. Joe Bartolotta, nice fixture in the community.
Absolutely,
very good guy. A Wisconsin tailback, Jonathan Taylor quickly before we hear from Matt LaFleur, Gary. Missing spring practice. He's leaving on what, Thursday or Tuesday. He was a no-show today, but for a good reason. He is joining the Wisconsin track team.
That's
good. Going to miss the final spring ball practice and That's go fine. Join the 400.
That's fine.
What was your best event in track? Because you were obviously a big-time sprinter.
Don't put me in 200. That's it. I ain't trying to do no more.
That was it? Because he's going to join the 400. I thought that was the stupidest race of all time.
Yeah, that's a grown-ass man.
That's a grown man. Edwin Moulds is tight.
That's straight. Yeah, that's... I told you about the time I ran that quarter mile. Then.
No.
Because I was in high school. We had a mile relay team that was out this world, right? I'm going to try it. Coach put me in there. Because I got to the first turn, I hit him. Man, I put my hands up in the air. Boom! Just like that. I hit that thing, cuz. 300 sprint. Leroy, I got around about 75 yards in.
Uh-oh. A monkey got on his back.
Cuz, my butt got way out like that right there.
You just wanted, like, I was running that you were just point
swinging
Ruski.
The arms
just,
around?
Cuz, just swinging the arm. Just swinging. All I saw was just people passing me, cuz. I just... I got to the finish line. I dove.
What leg were you? The last leg?
Oh, I ran the open.
Oh, you ran the open.
I ran the open.
Oh no!
Cause I dove to the finish.
That's how you run out of the gates.
When I tell you, I sure don't want to say it bad, but when I tell you, if somebody wanted to do anything to me at that particular time, they could. Yo, I couldn't stop you.
You were done.
What?
Just done.
That was the most pain I ever felt in my life. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
In my life, I couldn't move nothing. Them jokers came and picked me up off the track, cuz, and just laid me down. Couldn't breathe. Couldn't
did
move.
Y'all run in the Daisy Duke couldn't. Type shorts? Or
oh, yeah. I bring my yearbook. Got the high shorts, all green ones with the little white trim, Leroy, you know. We should move, stick.
Gary's standing up to tell everybody about how short his shorts were.
Man, you know, really short. Because, you know, I ain't had no leg fat back then. You know,
now you got a little bit of a gap where it kind of rolls through. Yeah.
Steve.
That's nasty.
Worst pain I ever felt in my life.
And you just went through a knee replacement.
Yeah, your whole body's just shutting down.
You want to compare that to that? Yeah. Steve, I couldn't move. I was paralyzed.
Done.
Paralyzed. You hear what I mean? Paralyzed.
That's a grown man, bro.
That's a grown ass man race right there. Anybody run the quarter mile? Because now
Michael Johnson.
Now it's a straight sprint for 400 yards. Yeah,
400 yards.
Okay, this
back
is...
then it was a strip sprint for about like 300, 280.
This is all good, but I have only one question.
What?
How does this make him better as a football player?
Endurance.
Yeah. So this makes him better as a football player.
Oh yeah.
Because I can't see why Jonathan Taylor would do this unless he thinks there's a benefit for
he's
him.
You want to get 35 carries
going into the draft? Yeah. He's got to figure out how to get higher in the draft.
Yeah,
so.
You want him to go.
You want him
he's
to go.
He's gonna be strong. He run that quarter mile. He's gonna be strong in the Oscar.
His legs are gonna be stronger than they ever were before.
He can carry 50 times a game. He run his quarter mile.
You know what I call? It's the mercy show. So he's gonna get 35 carries.
He can carry if he run his quarter mile. He can carry 50 times a game.
Yeah, Graham Mertz is the quarterback. He takes some pressure off of him.
Read the athletic article about
hamstrings, quads, booty, all that.
Glutes, man. Say glutes.
Whatever. Glutes. I don't care. Booty, glutes, whatever you call it.
Yeah, spring break for kids. What happened on the athletics?
Jesse Temple of the Athletic wrote a piece on Graham Mertz.
What did he say?
Mercy!
I was about ready to throw my phone right through out my car window.
Well, what happened? What happened? What did he say?
Dude, it was – I'm not going to say it was totally anti – Mertz, but I mean, they went out of their way to talk about everything he did wrong within the article. They talked about what he did right, but they went out of their way to write everything that he also did wrong.
He ain't ready.
And saying, well,
just letting you know.
Sweet. So Jack Cohn's been perfect. Why don't we write a piece
Danny
on everything?
Vandenboom.
Dude, nobody's even talking about that, dude. Jack, write me.
It's always the quiet ones.
Write a piece now on Jack Cohn and what he's done wrong this entire time. Like, for one of the things they said is, Gary, he's having a problem understanding the hand signals. So Jack Cohn is helping him with what the hand signals are from the sideline. But then they talk about how, well, he made this throw, and he threaded the needle on this throw, and he made this great throw and everything else. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He is the most physically talented quarterback they have. I don't care what he knows and doesn't know. You have months to figure out.
You don't care.
You have months to figure out.
Lord, the bar.
Quarterback,
it is April. You have months to figure out hand signals.
No. Quarterback's different. Now –
you had Jonathan Taylor, who you just told me could carry 50 times.
I know, but he got to know where we going.
He got to run. He got to run the whole show team. He got to know everybody.
He
got
to
know
the receiver.
He got to know the line.
Yeah. Tell me where I'm going.
He got to know everything. Now it's different. I played with a guy a lot before. Say like we had a running back who didn't know the play. Guess who told him where to go? The quarterback.
Yeah. He just pat the thigh. Go this way. Stretch play.
You can't even get a play in for the quarterback to call a play if he don't know how to call it. We just sitting there huddling.
He'll be fine.
And that's what it'd be, straight silence. Like, while he watched the sideline, like, I don't know what the hell that signal is.
And then he does this. Then he throws the arm around, right. throws the wrist around. Like, no. Hey, can I get those one more time?
No.
Can I get those one more time?
No. Oh, you know what he do?
Sam Bradley.
Just turn around and holler. Go Sam Bradley, and Sam Bradley means?
Same play.
Done.
Yeah. The same play.
Done.
No, Jonathan Taylor ain't saying done, because them jokers over there already know it's the same formation, same look, same play, and that linebacker going, it's coming here. 23!
He's coming here!
Taylor! He's coming here! And your eyes
Riverside, but Sam Bradley. We'll flip it over
again. From now until the fall to figure out Hansen.
17, 18 years old. He's going to start.
I am excited to watch him, though.
If you read that Jesse Temple article, you're going to hear everything bad that he's done.
Well, that's okay.
But he's
young.
You're also going to read the other stuff, which, say what you want, he is the most physically talented quarterback they have.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, folks, it is what it is. So now what it is if he gets the mental side down, it's going to be hard to keep him off the field. That's.
But we want that. That's why we got him.
No, yeah, want him on the field.
Yeah, I want him starting week one. Jack Cohen can transfer. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours, and so can your boy Vanderboom. You have 24 hours
Wisconsin
to go to any participating Wendy's
and get
either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with a purchase of a medium drink. So he's won enough in his life. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink.
We're going to hear a couple of quotes from Matt LaFleur and talk to Chad Ryder when we return. But first, Anthony Mandela, my man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.